You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to the show where you and I could enjoy some of the songs from the most loved movie soundtracks of all time. Not the movie scores, but the songs that directors selected to enhance their on-screen action and in doing so, our enjoyment. We begin then with A Trip on the Polar Express. Bit of a weird movie this one in that the boy who is the lead character doesn't seem to have an actual name and that Tom Hanks seems to voice, I think, about five characters. But despite all that, director Robert Zemeckis paired the on-screen excitement with some brilliant songs like this one. I think I'll let Aerosmith's Steven Tyler count this one off as we climb aboard the Polar Express and begin this edition of In the Dark. Steven Tyler in his role as an elf singer at a party for elves in the Polar Express. Well, welcome along. Thanks for joining me on this cinematic sound explosion with a difference. I know some radio stations look at the movie scores, so I thought I'd try and put something a little different together for us all to enjoy and select some of the songs that have heightened our cinema experiences in the dark over the years. As well as the songs that have accompanied so many of the epic, iconic, as well as the forgettable scenes of drama, I'll also be including songs from movies that have actually been musicals, like this one from 2006, which was allegedly very loosely based on the story of Diana Ross and the Supremes. The stage production for Dreamgirls had been a huge Broadway success in the early 1980s, but the movie would not arrive on our screens until a couple of decades later. The director, Bill Condon, assembled an incredible cast, and he had Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx, Beyoncé and Danny Glover all signed up, but he still needed a relatively unknown singer who could handle, arguably, the two biggest songs of the movie, one of which being And I'm Telling You, which I'm sure we'll get to in the course of these shows. Now, the unknown who secured the role was a 21-year-old contestant from a TV talent competition called Jennifer Hudson.
Never met a man quite like you. All he can, making my dreams come true. You're strong and you're smart. You've taken my heart, and I give you the rest of me too. You're the perfect man for me. I love you, I do. Good about myself from my very first kiss. I'm here when you call. You've got it all and confidence like I never knew. You're the perfect man for me. I love you, I do.
Trusting you.
Jennifer Hudson from the soundtrack of Dreamgirls. A song now from one of the biggest, one of the most iconic movie musicals of all time. And as is more often than not the case, this movie was very nearly never made. It was written and rewritten time and time again. Originally titled East Side Story, this one had started out its life as a love story set amongst the supposed tension between Jewish and Catholic neighborhoods on the east side of Manhattan. Having not attracted interest from either producers or investors, and noting the alarming rise of gang violence involving Latin communities in Los Angeles, the writers decided they should rethink it and consider setting the love story in amongst the warring gangs of the west side of Manhattan. So, with a new title, Gangway, they tried again, and again, and again. I could probably do a whole hour on the trials and tribulations of how this film eventually came to be, but somewhere along the way, a dancer on the project called Jerome Robbins suggested they should change the title to West Side Story. And the rest, of course, is cinema history. This song takes place at the most dramatic point. Maria has just found out that her brother has been stabbed in a gang fight by the love of her life, Tony. Injured and bloody, Tony has fled the scene of the fight and goes to Maria, who is clearly torn. As he lays dying in her arms, they sing this to each other.
There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and quiet and open air, wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together with time to spare, time to learn, time to care, someday, somewhere. Find a way of forgiving somewhere. There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Somehow, someday, somewhere, someday, somewhere. Find a way of forgiving somewhere. There's a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there.
Incredible Matt Monro singing the song from West Side Story, the musical that very nearly never was. In contrast, this song hadn't been written for a musical, but was brilliantly used in the 2006 animation movie Happy Feet. I don't think Stevie Wonder's original lyrics featured any lines which made reference to flippers or tap dancing penguins, but the song's inclusion definitely made the movie more bearable for adults who'd been tasked with taking the kids to this tap dancing penguin fest. And it's mainly thanks to the titanic vocal trio of Fantasia Barrino, Patti LaBelle, and the great Yolanda Adams.
Looking back on when I was a little nappy headed boy. For Christmas, what would be my thought? Even though we sometimes would not get along, we were happy with the joy that they would bring. Sneaking out the back door to hang out with my hoodlum friends of mine.
From the brilliant soundtrack of Happy Feet, which greatly improved my experience in the dark when I had to take the kids to that one. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this next one. This brilliant camp fest of a movie featured actors not noted for their singing, starring in a movie which required them to deliver a bunch of classic rock tracks. Now, the plot doesn't stick in the mind for too long, and although the movie wasn't a big commercial success, the soundtrack album did go to number one in America. So let me set this one up for you. A club owner, played by Alec Baldwin, and his assistant, played by Russell Brand, realize that they might actually have stronger feelings for each other, and they declare their emotional states to one another in the only way they know how, which is, of course, by singing a duet together of a classic rock ballad. So here you are as their characters in Rock of Ages, Dennis Dupree and Lonnie Barnett. This is Alec Baldwin and Russell Brand declaring their undying love for each other. But can you tell which one is which?
I can't fight this feeling any longer, and yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. Started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. I tell myself that I can't hold out forever. I said there is no reason for my fear, 'cause I feel so secure. Give my life direction. You make everything so clear. And even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cold, dark winter's night. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring this
this feeling anymore.
What can I say? Just think yourselves lucky I didn't select Tom Cruise singing Pour Some Sugar On Me, which is also on the soundtrack for that one. Do let me know, by the way, what movies you've enjoyed in the dark at cinemas over the years, and we'll have a good look at some of those soundtracks together here in this slot on lgradio.online. You can either go to the message board on the website and just leave me a note there, or if you'd rather, you can of course just email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. Time for one more, and this one is from one of those movies where it seems that all the budget was spent on special effects and the star's wage packets, as opposed to a decent scriptwriter. Although not always my cup of tea, there are many, many great disaster movies, but I'm afraid Armageddon is not one of them. I'm not so sure that if the world was facing destruction from a giant asteroid, that I would necessarily select Bruce Willis, Liv Tyler, Owen Wilson and Ben Affleck to sort it out. But my time in the dark that evening back in 1998 was improved by a superb soundtrack, the album for which did find its way to number one, thanks in the main for including classics like this from Bob Seger.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Roll, roll me away, won't you roll me away tonight? I too am lost, I feel double-crossed. I'm sick of what's wrong and what's right. We never even said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank. And we rolled.
Bob Seger from the soundtrack of Armageddon. And Armageddon out of here. Thanks for listening. This has been In the Dark on lgradio.online. Please do check our website out for details of all our shows, and you can also find out when this show is repeated. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.